they really face a humanitarian crisis well before the situation that we experienced is from July 26th. And this crisis somehow exacerbated the impact of climate change or chronic food insecurity, and for some areas, a protracted conflict that has caused people to be displaced. And today, we can count more or less 4.3 million people, out of which 2 million are children, that are in need of humanitarian assistance. That is a very large number, and that requires different services. For UNICEF, of course, we are focusing on health, nutrition, access to water, education, and child protection, of course. But other agencies are focusing on food security or on specifically on women, and the needs are there for all these categories. And we, as I said, the conflict in some areas, Niger, have caused internal displacement of people. And today, we have approximately 360,000 internal displaced people and around 300,000 refugees or asylum seekers. And unfortunately, we have 1,000 schools that already been closed due to insecurity and the attacks of non-state armed groups. The situation today and the political situation today arrives in the middle of the rainy season that caused floods. And we already receive, requests from different regions to support those families that have lost everything, in floods.
Can you describe how those communities that have fled the crisis, how do you help them?
We are still 3 weeks into this political crisis. So what we are seeing is that the closures of the borders and the airspace may have an impact on the delivery of essential supplies. By essential supplies, I'm thinking about, vaccines, keep the cold chain ongoing, essential medication or ready-to-use therapeutic food. And all this is coming into Niger. Niger is a landlocked country. And so when you close the border, everything, that you need to deliver services is interrupted. And while you can survive on the stock that we had prior to the political crisis, these stocks will eventually finish. Then you will see a major impact. And already the closure of border have an impact on the simple cost of life of simple things like a bag of rice that increased 20% or other items, food items. And this, of course, has an impact on the population that was already living on a very thin line, on the poverty line of just below or just above. And then now small shocks, like an increase in prices of 20% may have an important impact on families.
So as UNICEF, how are you continuing your work in the field? And what are the difficulties that you are encountering and how are you dealing with them?
UNICEF, as well as all the other agencies, we are in Niger. We are here to stay here and to deliver. And we have our presence in the field offices, and so we are still close to the population. We are still delivering services, and we have a multitude of partners And, you know, we have civil society, NGOs, youth and women's association, traditional and religious leaders. And we can, as we always did, we can still use these networks, no, to implement our programs and to ensure that basic services are delivered to the people, to the population. And this is the situation. So this is allow us to still be close to the people. And we hope that the security remain, you know, as stable as it was before, so that we can still be close to the people and not be impacted and have the constraints to reach out to the population in need. So we, at the moment, our major fear is that if this is the current political status will not change and will last for a longer period of time with closed border and airspace, we may lose some gains, you know, that we obtained in the past years, you know, and that would be terrible, because it took us so much work and resources.
What are UNICEF immediate needs, and what is your message?
One immediate need is to ensure that donors around the world, they will maintain their, or increase, because I think there will be a need to increase their humanitarian contribution to Niger, so that, you know, UN agencies and other actors will be allowed to be operational and to carry on the activity. So that is one immediate need. And the major needs today is to reopen a humanitarian corridor, to reopen the borders, to reopen the airspace, so that humanitarian supplies, surge staff that we may need, you know, that all these will be authorized to come in, going in and out, and ensure that what we need in terms of providing the right responses to the need of the population will be available in the country. And we have an enormous amount of supplies that are awaiting at the border with Benin, several containers and trucks, and in Europe, you know, for UNICEF, in Copenhagen, where we have our main hub for logistics and supplies. We have vaccines that just awaiting the reopening of the airspace. You know, those vaccines are essential to carry out vaccines campaigns. You know, and we are talking about polio, we're talking about measles, we are talking about all diseases. Now we are dealing with is a plea to say, please reopen the border, reopen the airspace. Let us work and let us be close to the people of Niger. They really need us. And we are here, the UN, really to stay close to them and to deliver what they need.